Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hello, welcome back. Let's talk about manifesting. If you've been trying to manifest something and it's just not happening, let me offer you a new perspective. Manifesting isn't just about focusing on what you want and visualizing it and doing affirmations. It's mainly about your frequency. So manifesting something is about knowing and embodying the frequency of the reality that you desire. Manifesting is about knowing what you want, knowing what you're willing to do for it. So do your research. Yes, you want to manifest a loving relationship into your life. What does that mean exactly? What kind of relationship? Are you willing to put in the effort and the commitment to be in that kind of relationship? Think about not only the part that you desire, think about the whole situation. Zoom out a little bit. Understand your manifestation inside and out. That is the most crucial step before you can manifest anything, because you have to know what you want in order to be able to manifest it. So you could be wanting to manifest love, but the fact that you don't know what kind of love you're trying to manifest, it's not gonna come to you in a way that satisfies you. You're almost like blocking yourself from manifesting anything until you energetically decide exactly what it is that you want. Think about the different possibilities for you to be able to get what you want. Get out of your specific person and start thinking about how your manifestation is going to affect the people around you as well. You want to make sure that you're not being blocked because you subconsciously believe that if you manifest this, then your friends are going to be jealous, or your family is not going to respect you, or they're going to judge you. These may be possibilities depending on what you're trying to manifest. So it's really important that you consider all of these things and decide if you want to move forward. Once you know the consequences of your manifestation and you know the whole thing inside and out, it's so much easier to call that into your life because you know it. Instead of like putting in random letters and random words into Google, you form an actual sentence asking a specific question, you're gonna get completely different results, right? If you just type in love, happy, sunshine into Google, you're gonna get so much stuff, right? You're going to get like rainbows and butterflies, and you're going to get family stuff, family content. There's so much out there that's going to fall under those broad categories, but you need to be more specific about what you want. You want to manifest love. You want to manifest a relationship. Well, what kind of relationship exactly? You want to manifest a dating relationship? You want to manifest a marriage? You want to manifest just somebody to spend your time with, to not be romantically involved? Maybe you're just trying to manifest love through your friends or through family. Be very specific as to what you want, and then make sure you understand the law of polarity. I've talked about this before, and I'm going to talk about it more in depth because I think it's something that you really have to understand, is that no matter what you're manifesting or what your journey is like, there's going to be ups and downs. So when you hear people talk about, oh, I want to manifest joy and happiness, Yes, that's a great goal to have, but understand that no journey that you take is not going to have any obstacles. Like, there's no journey that exists that you're going to be feeling happy 100% of the time. It's not possible because of the law of polarity. So in order for happiness to exist, there has to be some kind of sadness, right? There has to be a complete opposite where there is no happiness. But if there is just happiness, 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 what oftentimes ends up happening is that you start to become numb to happy situations. You start to shelter yourself, and in efforts to avoid stress or avoid low vibe situations and avoid low vibe emotions, in an effort to avoid all those things, you become very sheltered and you limit your ability to experience the same happiness that you're trying to manifest more of. So it's okay to have a goal and say, I want to manifest love and happiness. But once you get specific with that, what exactly that looks like for you, then it'll be easier for you to understand the benefits and the challenges that are going to come with that manifestation. It's not all going to be better, better, better. There may be a certain area in which you have to sacrifice something. Let's say you want to manifest your dream business and you want to start an online business from scratch, or you want to turn your passion for yoga or your passion for meditation, your passion for coaching or making content or traveling, whatever, and you want to turn that into something that earns you income and supports your lifestyle, grows your lifestyle, you're going to have to be willing to sacrifice the time it takes to build the social media profiles or the websites. You're going to have to sacrifice a certain amount of time to doing research, practicing. There's things you're going to have to do before you ever receive any money for this, right? So you can speed up or slow down that process depending on how much you fight against it. But once you acknowledge that there is something you are sacrificing, you know, you're giving up free time that you could be hanging out with your friends to work on your business or do research, or you're giving up time that you could be, I don't know, sleeping to go get your workout in so you feel more productive for the day. You may be sacrificing eating certain foods throughout your day in order to manifest the body that you want. There's always something that you're going to have to give up. Now, when we are talking about a successful manifestation, this happens when the person understands what they get and they understand what they have to sacrifice, what they have to give up, and they accept it. So when you accept it, you know what you want and you understand the risks, you understand the potential sacrifices, you understand that there's going to be moments you may feel uncomfortable or insecure, but you still want it anyways, that will literally catapult your manifestation towards you because now you are truly able to receive. When you just think about what you want in like a broad sense and you don't have a specific objective, a specific intention, you're not going to be able to manifest it, and you're not going to be able to know enough about it to know the potential obstacles or potential things that you're going to have to overcome. So you're not going to be able to manifest it, period. Period. So this does not mean that you need to spend 5 years researching something before you manifest it, but you know your specific situation, you know the areas that you have doubts. Look at the areas that you feel fear or anxiety and then learn more about those things. Oftentimes the things that block us or make us feel anxious and insecure, they're just simply things that we don't understand fully. And maybe we've been told something by society or by our family, or we've just grown up with a certain belief that if we examine that further, we'll realize that it doesn't necessarily have to apply to our specific situation, and there's a way that we can overcome it. Especially when we're talking about inner work, this is very much a foundation for inner work, because when you are becoming someone new, for example, you are changing in some way, you have to be willing to sacrifice the old habits that you had, the old personality traits, the old toxic traits that were attracting other toxic people into your life. There's things you're gonna have to let go of. And oftentimes this gets to be fun. I personally love when I have a new desire for something and then I realize that I have to let go of something, I have to get rid of something, I get to transform something in some way. Like, I find this process fun because I've accepted that it's just a part of life and you have to keep going with the flow of it. But if you're still in that feeling of scarcity, you're still not really tapped into your faith, you still don't understand manifestation, you don't know if it can work for you, you don't know if you are able to create this specific thing, understand that you are powerful. There is power within you specifically, and all you need to do is get out of your own way. So stop getting so hung up on feeling negative and low vibration. You can still manifest even if you're not feeling positive all the time. You can still manifest better things. It's not about having to always stay in a happy mood. It's about being able to use your thoughts and your actions to manifest, using your energy to manifest. So even if that energy means you're in a bad mood, you can still use that same energy to manifest what you want. This is exactly what I touched on in the last video about living in the end, not blocking your manifestations. I'll link it right here so you can watch it after this video. So get to know your manifestation on a deeper level. Understand what it's going to take to maintain it and keep it in your life and be able to enjoy it in your life. And then think further than that, right? Once you manifest that thing, what's your next manifestation? You really want to be able to zoom out and understand the full picture, not only for this specific manifestation, but for the path that you would be taking. So every action leads us to another action. Is this manifestation something that's going to lead you to a better outcome and a better manifestation? Or is it generally leading you in a place that you're not going to feel happy and fulfilled, right? Like, there's certain manifestations that can either make or break us. Sometimes we'll manifest something that wasn't really for our highest benefit. Maybe we just wanted it out of ego, or we just wanted to see if it would work. And maybe we thought we wanted it because we weren't sure, or we were still in like our fight or flight mode. So this is what we thought we wanted, but it's not really what we wanted. Then you'll realize, and then you'll have to put in even more energy to manifesting your way out of the situation you just manifested. So it's a lot easier to just think things through the first time and make sure that you're willing to realistically embody the new reality, the new identity, the new timeline that you're trying to jump to. If you're interested in joining a program that takes you step by step on the inner work journey and how to transform your life using these laws and these tactics, then I invite you to join the Rewired Play Shop. It is currently enrolling and it's linked in the description. And of course, if you're more advanced on the inner work journey and you simply want to recalibrate your energy, figure out what certain blocks may be keeping you from manifesting, then feel free to book a one-on-one session with me. We can chat about it and get to the bottom of it. I know it always helps to have someone else's perspective on something, okay? I wish you the best of luck, love you, and have a great day. Bye. Mwah.